This week on Scrap Heap Challenge, it's a minefield. Come on, chaps, let's move!
Welcome to Scrap Heap Challenge and our wonderful world of welding. From this cornucopia of clutter, two teams will create crazy contraptions capable of coping with a truly explosive task.
This week's challenge is to build minesweepers. We'll be taking our teams to a faraway beach festooned with buried paint bomb mines. Their task is to detonate or destroy them. That's the challenge, so now let's meet the Stigs of our dump.
First up, a storm force. A team of salty sea dogs from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution.
My name's Graham Wagstaff, and I'm the captain of the Storm Force.
My name's Richard. I work for the RNLI on the training lifeboat.
My name's Martin Webb. I work for the RNLI here in Poole as a welder and fitter.
I think Richard, Martin and I have a good mix of skills from practical to the theoretical side of engineering, and I think that makes us a very strong team.
Stormforce sail to victory in round one.
Stormforce, stand by to shoot. Ready? Shoot!
They made a magnificent medieval catapult that fired an ostrich egg 50 metres to land intact.
It's alive!
Yay!
Although very able, we've given the seaman top military expert Richard Little. As a staff sergeant in the Royal Engineers, there's not much he doesn't know about mines and how to destroy them.
Opposite them are the Mule Wrights, a team of fast-talking, fast-welding union boys from California in the US of A.
My name is Ray, and I'm the captain of the Mule Wrights, and we're from Pleasanton, California, USA. A millwright is a person who installs large machinery in factories and places like that, and a mulewright is kind of a pet name that was given to us because we're kind of stubborn and we like to do things our way.
My name is Rick. I'm part of the mulewright team. I actually met Ray. He was my teacher.
Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm a member of the mulewrights.
I think all three of us get along really well because we're all a little bit crazy. We're kind of nutty, and we do kind of goofy things.
We're the Mule Wrights!
The mules made a U-turn in round one. They cut up a perfectly good vehicle to make their monster truck. Then they had a radical rethink and welded it back together.
Well, let's change the plans once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Been there, done that before.
But their massive machine turned out to be awesome, and they charged into today's competition. Their expert advisor today is John Kilgour, a mechanical engineer with 35 years design experience.
Follow me then, we're going in.
Yeah!
Go! Yeah!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Welcome, gentlemen, welcome! Now, this may look like an ordinary piece of plastic plumbing, but it is in fact full of brightly coloured liquid. And if you tap this bit here quite gently, it will explode a deadly shower of brightly coloured paint high into the air. Now, what's this got to do with us, you may well ask? Well, your task today, gentlemen, is to build a minesweeper.
Yeah!
There's a sandy beach not far from here where we've buried dozens of these dainty devices. Your task is to build a machine that will safely clear that area by exploding the Gunge mines. Whoever explodes the most will be the winner.
OK, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes!
Are you steady?
Yes!
Fire the dong! Go!
The teams have just 10 hours to build their mine bashers. But first, they must hit on a plan.
That thing's quite scary. If that had been loaded, it would have been really dangerous. Wouldn't take much to set it off, would
no,
it?
No, probably not much more than this.
The Mule Wrights are already thinking big.
It's got to be big, noisy, big engines, powerful. If we have a pickup truck, and on the back of the pickup truck we have a flail, big rotary thing with chains thrashing along.
Oh, yeah, OK.
We just clear a swath through the whole bloody lot.
The mule's plan is to build a massive mine-mashing flail.
They're after a pickup truck and the biggest car axle they can find to cover with huge dangling chains. A second engine will spin their car axle flail to rip up the ground and shred the mines. It'll be big and beefy, but it won't go very fast, because they'll have to drive backwards to hit mines with the flail and not the vehicle's wheels. It's a huge beast to build in 10 hours, and with all those spinning chains, it's going to be lethal.
Can we get started on the... We've got to get a truck. Hey, baby!
Don't cut it up!
While the Merry Mules are going for big and complex, Stormforce are looking for lightweight and very, very simple indeed.
Something at the front, just to actually hit the ground in front of us as we go.
Bed frame.
Yeah, a garden gate, a set of railings, or something like that.
Stormforce are after something like a garden gate. They're going to whack the mines rather than shred them. The idea is to weld masses of spiky nails to the gate and stick it on the end of a long pole. The whole giant fly swat will then be pivoted on the back of a vehicle and manually lifted and dropped onto the mines. Unlike the mules, there's not much to go wrong mechanically, but bouncing that big bed of nails will be physically demanding.
So we're going to need shed loads of nails, because we're going to need lots and lots of nails, because they've got to be an inch apart.
Let's keep going, OK? Let's go.
So Stormforce are after a gate or bed and shed loads of nails, while the mules are hunting a big axle, a big engine and a very big truck to stick them on.
Go on then, boys! Go!
Let the scavenging begin.
We need a truck.
Rick thinks vehicles while Carlos swings into action. But Stormforce strike first, a lovely lightweight beetle.
We'll have this little beauty.
Mulewright Rick's waiting for a much bigger catch.
Sorry, lads, are we parked in a way?
Yeah, you are.
Damn shame.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that piece of junk!
Luck indeed. It starts first time. Big Richard hunts for nails for the swatter while Martin trundles back to base.
He is an absolute star.
Stormforce are on the crest of a wave.
I say, you've got a cabriolet.
Hey!
There's no sign of a Mulewright vehicle, but they have got an axle for the flail, and it's a whopper.
If you put it here, you can get the truck in or something.
Oh, God, it's going to be big. It's going to be enormous.
Yes, it needs to be big and enormous.
It's going to be wonderful.
Run me through it very quickly, John. What's going on?
Right,
what's
this is going to be the rotor.
The rotor?
Right, on the, fixed on here are some bars.
Yeah.
Say four bars around the circumference.
Right.
And on each bar are seven chains dangling off each bar.
Right.
And when that rolls round, that's going to beat the something out of these little things that are in the ground.
The mules plan to rip the tyres off the wheels and weld four bits of box section onto each rim. They'll then fit seven deadly chains onto each box, making a total of 56 flaily bits. The faster the axle spins, the better it'll mash the mines. But they'll need a mighty engine to power it and an even mightier truck to carry it all. And that makes Captain Ray mighty happy.
Two engines. You're not
two
satisfied with one.
Two engines. Why? Hey, and let's make some noise.
Second engine V8, you think?
Of course.
Oh,
what are you thinking?
Good.
Of course.
We want really big noise. It's going to be noisy.
Rick's found an old army truck. She's the ugliest-looking beast in the yard, but she's big, and to the mules, that means beautiful. She's also sporting a lucky charm.
This has got to be it, dude.
What do you mean?
It's got the evil man on here. He's just missing the ears.
That's it! We got him!
Big Richard's just missing the nails. But where'd you find them in a scrapyard? Meanwhile, Martin's nabbed the perfect base for their giant swatter, a set of old garden railings. So how's the rest of the plan coming?
Sharp knife problem
here.
There's
an almost indecent level of efficiency over here. Not only have you found a motor, not only have you had it running, but you've already hacked it to bits.
Yeah.
So what's the plan over here, apart from convertible VW?
We're going to put a pivot in here, yeah?
Right.
With a big bar pivoted about there. Then on the front of here, we'll have a frame with a load of nails at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And then we'll move the vehicle, stop it, lift it up, drop it. Yeah.
So it's that.
Like a big stamping machine.
It's like a big fly swat.
That's it, big fly swat.
To make their big fly swat, Stormforce will slap a sheet of metal mesh on the railings and plaster it with nails welded on about an inch apart. They plan to clear the minefield in sections. They'll drop the swatter, and as they lift it back up, drive forward to the next bit of beach. With so many nails, the squatter shouldn't miss any mines. But all that lifting and dropping could make it rather slow.
Taken the keep it simple philosophy to new extremes.
Absolutely. Keep it stupid simple.
But nails in a scrap heap are like needles in haystacks. A bit tricky to find.
I haven't seen any nails, have you?
Not yet. If I had, I'd give you a shout.
Muirite Carlos has got something to shout about. A twin-valve Ford 400 V8. Perfect to power their flail.
Bring it on down, babe.
So the union boys set up a picket line.
Hi, boys.
No need to be here, man.
We're just looking.
This is all chained up, dude. This is Muirite territory, man.
Oh, all right, then. All right.
Mules are territorial animals and apparently quite clumsy.
Carlos.
Push it backwards. Just go backwards.
Teams, you have 8 hours remaining. 8 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
The sailor boys are storming ahead with their bouncing bed of nails, but they're doing something very strange with those wheels.
Don't try this at home, kids. Especially not on Daddy's car.
To combat the danger of sinking in soft sand, Stormforce have opted for a very light vehicle. But they're worried conventional car tyres won't give them enough grip, so they're inventing their very own sand wheels. They plan to tear off the tyres, weld two rims together to increase the surface area, and add metal strips to make paddles. If the sand wheels work, the super swatter should blast across the beach. It's an imaginative solution, but will it work?
The Red Cross estimates there are still 110 million landmines buried in former war zones. Until recently, the only way to be certain of making an area safe was to do it by hand. Now, military-style vehicles are being employed by charities, and although the clearance task remains massive, these machines make it far quicker and safer. Today's judge, John Hetherington, is a leading authority on minesweepers. He's a professor at the Royal College of Military Science and an expert in terra mechanics, the way vehicles move on surfaces like sand.
Muirites, let's start with them first. I mean, they're going for what looks like a fairly large option.
Yeah, it's a monster, basically, I think. It looks like very heavy engineering.
Yeah.
The problem they have is that they're entirely dependent upon this flail working, on the sort of the whizzy thing going round working. The and they just need a failure there in the X-ray engine, and they're completely stuffed. They can't do anything.
The actual method of setting the mines off that the storm...
Yes, it's sort of barking mad, really, isn't it?
I mean, it sounds like a giant tennis racket that flaps
around.
Yeah,
it's like a big fly swat, I think. Right. I mean, completely loony, but, it might just be the answer. You know?
It's not that sort of system hasn't been used before in...
Never heard anything like it before. Coupled with that, they're doing something very bizarre with their wheels. Welding chevrons on. I think that's crazy.
Is it? That's not going to help.
Well, the trouble on sand is all that sort of thing does, and it's the same if you have very aggressive tread on your rubber tyres.
Right.
All it does is to sort of excavate the sand away, and you just disappear
just dig down. So it would be good for a digger.
If you wanted to have a sand digger, they've got the right idea. Yes.
If you had to put your money on one team, which you do, which team would you go with?
Well, I think the Muirites are most likely to succeed, but I think it's dreadful over-engineering. I mean, it's just a monster.
And the monster's looking a little under the weather.
No way!
A little bit more.
Start straightening
straight,
up now!
Straight.
Please don't tell me they're using that.
I think they are. It's got that sort of... It has that whole appearance of it doesn't work type thing. The engine won't go.
But it's massive.
So far, the mules have got a whopping V8, a big axle, and a truck the size of a house. They haven't actually built anything, but those laid-back dudes are so confident, they're taking a break.
Carry on,
Dally-ho!
Apart from a few thousand nails, Stormforce have everything they need. But is their design for a sand wheel-driven swatter beautifully simple, or just simply stupid?
Frisbee!
The casual Californian Muirites have found an axle, truck and engine for their monster minesweeping machine. They've yet to build a thing, but typically they don't seem the slightest bit worried.
Boy, I am strong!
Their opponents, savvy sea dog Stormforce, are doing seriously well with their giant mine swatter. But they still need to find one or two crucial components.
Still struggling with the nails, though.
Big Richard's still on the case, but he's not having much luck. The team need nails on their swatter because a thin, spiky thing will exert more pressure on the mines than something that's broad and flat.
The need for nails can be explained with the help of a hefty elephant and a slimline lady in stilettos. Although she's lighter, the lovely lady exerts more pressure on the ground because her weight's concentrated on a tiny surface area. The elephant is heavier, but exerts less pressure because his weight is spread across four big flat feet. By adding nails to the swatter, Stormforce will have a huge weight on a tiny surface area, so they'll exert a massive amount of pressure on each mine. It's a bit like putting the lady's stilettos on the elephant.
6 hours, construction time remaining. Gentlemen of the team, thank you, thank you.
Torch, 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 torch.
The mules are tussling with a tyre and losing valuable time. They can't start building their flail until it's off.
It's giving you a bit of jip, this tyre, isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe we spent so much time on this tyre. Look at me. Look at me.
You're a mess. You're a shadow of your former self.
This looks exactly like we were. The last
build, well,
we had a motor,
we had an axle, time,
and we had some tyres, and that was it.
And I think last time, you've exceeded yourselves, because this time you've got two engines, neither of which have worked yet.
That one runs.
A vehicle.
That one runs.
It actually runs.
We tested that in the field, it just ran out of gas, or something small.
Do you think you need an engine that big, or is that just sort of showing off a bit?
We like to build big.
But, yes. I mean, given that you're going to be on a fairly soft, sandy surface, mm-hmm. I've just got a vision of waving you off at the start line and then seeing you descend towards Earth's core.
Well, four-wheel drive.
Four-wheel drive.
Lower the air pressure in the tyres. It'll be just like a little flotation squashy vehicle.
The mules reckon they've solved the sand issue by building big with huge saggy tyres, while Stormforce have gone for homemade metal sand wheels on a light vehicle. The science of terra mechanics may be new to some, but our judge John Hetherington is a leading expert.
Terra mechanics is the study of how vehicles behave off-road, essentially. First of all, we have to do a little experiment, and that is that if you put some sand in your hand and just push with the other hand and wipe it off...
That's quite easy to do, yes.
Put some sand in your hand now and force your hands together and try and do the same thing.
It's a lot harder.
In order to get a lot of traction, therefore, you need to push the solid particles together. The more we push down, the more we're pushing the particles together, the more friction we get, so the more traction we can get.
Yeah.
So you need lots of weight to get lots of traction, but at the same time, somehow or other, you've got to stop the vehicle sinking in.
Yeah.
And you can do that either by having lots of wheels or a smaller number of enormous wheels.
Right.
Or tracks.
So that's not good news.
It's very bad news.
For Stormforce, at least.
Particularly for Stormforce.
Judge John is convinced that Stormforce are making a big mistake. Perhaps it's time to drop a gentle hint.
What's that?
This is a sand wheel.
Is it?
Yes.
Good.
Specially designed for doing sand.
Right. It's wide.
Yep.
And it's got diggy things in.
Yeah, so the width of it will hopefully stop it from sinking into the sand,
right.
And then the paddles on there will make it go forward.
What the judge was saying, only concerned me very slightly, is that apparently starting in sand is the hard bit. Once you're moving.
Not with these on.
Do you reckon not? Because he was worried about the sort of digging ability. That's quite a good design for a sand digger.
Well, you've actually got quite a large surface area there to support the weight.
Yeah.
And this is just basically to give us the momentum to go forward.
Right.
So Stormforce are happy with their sand wheels and more concerned that Big Richard finds those pesky nails.
I mean, it's all very well having a lovely basher if you can actually
make it move along.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, everything you think about cars that go on beaches, it's great big rubbery tyres that are big.
I know.
And much bigger than they normally have.
Rather than hubs.
Rather than tiny little metal hubs. They look like they're specifically designed to dig a small pile of sand for children to play in. It's actually
a sand castling
competition.
It's
a special
winner.
Thing. You could push that around the beach, because obviously it wouldn't go on its own steam. Push it around the beach and go, vroom, there you go, there's a pile. Make your sand castle out of that.
And now off to the next set of children.
Mulewright Rick stripping the tyres off the axle, while expert John gets busy cutting chains to length for the flail.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's time to turn that hulking truck into a pickup.
It's
going to make a bloody big noise in a minute. Ah, there she goes. That was very satisfying.
Yeah, baby!
We were trying to picture what a typical day in Mulewright World
whether you're like this, whether you're just cutting this. All right, let's get this jetting out of here. Sorry.
Do it by hand.
In one day, we may be working on a bakery oven where they bake bread commercially, a very large factory type bakery oven.
The very next day, we may be working on a sewage treatment plant.
Ah, right. Better tips from the bakery, presumably.
There you go.
Take one of these with you. No, we want more.
Yes, exactly. And wash your hands before you leave there.
Between those two jobs.
Exactly. Yeah.
After 5 hours hunting, Big Richard has finally decided to work out exactly how many nails Stormforce need. The team is in for a bit of a shock.
They're an inch apart, are they? 25 times... How many inches is all that right now?
120.
125 times 120 is... 300 inches.
So we need 300 nails?
3,000. 3,000.
Oh, dear.
I don't think we've got 3,000 nails there.
3,000? I don't believe it. Finding that many nails is going to take all day. And at this rate, so's counting them.
Let's do it in twos, yeah?
Muellerite John is doing some counting of his own, totting up the chains for the flail. Captain Ray's also doing some figuring.
John, warm up your trigonometry. I need a 30-degree angle coming off this baseline.
He's come up with a cunning plan to make sure their machine doesn't miss a single mine. If the flail is attached square to the back of the truck, the chains will cut through the sand in straight lines and miss some of the mines. Ray's crafty idea is to mount the axle at an angle. This way, the chains will cut across the direction of travel and cover every bit of ground. It's clever, but it'll mean shifting the huge weight further back, and that could tip the truck.
We're going to be in business, buddy. That's the way it is.
It's great in theory, but with more than half the day gone, the mules haven't built a thing, and they still don't seem bothered.
Like a wet dog, boy. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining. 4 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
Back with Stormforce, the nails nightmare goes on. Big Richard has given up hunting and started making his own out of welding rods. But Captain Waggy has been thinking.
We have a big, big problem, really.
OK.
There is no way that we're going to find enough weld nails to do what we're looking at doing.
OK.
We need 3,000 nails, yeah? Let's say we're doing 5 seconds a nail, which is going to be good, yeah?
Yeah.
Then we're looking at a lot of time to actually stick this lot together.
Yeah.
Waggy's twigged that there's not enough time or nails to make the swatter, and no nails requires a change of tack.
We'll just have it resting on the floor like, what do they call it, when they in a field, where they... A harrow.
A harrow.
A harrow. Yeah.
Waggy wants to dispense with the swatter altogether. They'll keep the vehicle and the pivot, but by welding a row of metal loops under the railings, they'll turn it into a plough. The loops will slide through the sand and trigger the mines, while the pivot will allow the team to adapt its height over sloping sand. It won't put as much pressure on the mines as the swatter, but Waggy reckons it'll still be enough. And the beauty of the new plan is they can sweep across the beach in one smooth movement, so long as those sand wheels work.
Waggy oversees the welding work on the plough, leaving their expert to break the news to Big Richard that he's wasted 6 hours on the nail hunt.
Downward pressure to set the mine off, which is easy enough
to do. So are we doing away with the nails altogether?
We're doing away with the nails altogether.
Right.
It's a setback, but now Stormforce reckon they're back on course. It's full steam ahead.
Well, that must be the first of the run, is it?
I think they're making a decorative flower basket, isn't it?
If the vehicle actually moved along without any trouble, then a big plough on the front could work really well. It's not the plough that's
We may yet look silly.
Yeah.
And they could actually weld some big wheels on the outside now, couldn't they?
Good welder.
Mules, well, it's hard to tell with them. I mean, they're
It all looks rather professional to me.
It does, doesn't it?
I couldn't understand for ages what the hell they were playing at with this
The huge
flail.
Axle. Because I assumed it was like a flat-on thing at the back of the truck, but it's actually at an angle, which is rather clever.
Right. Yeah. Although it's almost laughably over-engineered, you know, I'd be surprised if it... fails structurally. So do you want me to put my money on one?
Well, I wouldn't mind you putting some money on one.
It's pretty easy at the moment.
Is it? The mules have it.
The mules have it.
So the super cool mules have the judges' vote, but their mine masher is still just a pile of scrap, and frankly, they seem to be wasting precious time with silly games.
Yay! You're on me!
Head, buddy! Free hats!
Stormforce are sailing along with the new plough plan, but those sand wheels are starting to worry Waggy.
Welcome back to Scrap Heap Challenge, where our teams are locked in mortal combat to build the mother of all minesweepers.
The madcap mules have a master plan for a mine-mashing flail, but so far there's been more talk than action.
And the jolly jacktars next door are steaming ahead with their balmy beetle plough. But will the weird wheels scupper the good ship Stormforce?
It's Mulewright Rick who's about to get that sinking feeling. Some of the box section for mounting the chains on their flail is the wrong size.
That is thick wall. This is thin wall.
How many have you got that are different?
Three.
You need four and four.
No. Got three and six.
The mighty flail will spin at a rip-roaring 300 revs per minute, so it must be perfectly balanced. But Rick's cut some sections from thick-walled box and others from thin, and they're different weights. If the flail's heavier on one side, it'll spin unevenly, vibrate furiously, and could even fall apart. A bleak prospect for any mules caught in a shower of fast-flying chains.
We don't have enough thick, or we don't...
We need another thick one, or we need another thin one. Because what if we have another thin one, I'll put them all thin.
Okay.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
With time running out, Carlos heads back out to find the right box section.
The mines the teams will tackle have been custom-made by skilled technicians in our scrap heap laboratory. First, they took a simple piece of pipe and affixed a small section of curved plastic plumbing. The clever bit's in here. A soda siphon cartridge is delicately lowered onto this little chap, a firing pin. Here's one we made earlier. When the cap is pushed down, the cartridge is pierced, and the rush of escaping gas forces the paint to splurge out, making a terrible mess. The teams need only apply the lightest of touches to the cap. Remember, these devices should not be built at home and should only be handled by expert and highly professional technicians.
Oh, watch out, here comes trouble.
You're so right. So much trouble coming your way. Is this actually an improvement?
I think it's actually going to work better because we can actually just steam the car in the straight line and go at a constant speed, whereas before we were starting and stopping.
Yeah.
And the only factor now is, have we got enough traction on the back of there and enough surface area where the back wheels won't dig into the sand?
Are you worried about sinkage?
I'm pretty confident that that's going to work. I do motorbike trials riding, and like I know in the loose ground, you can actually get away with burning the back tyre so that you dig in, and it digs in, it just grips more because it's getting grip up around the side and everything. Same with them. But that will help us actually sink into the sand a little bit so that the angles work like paddles and
yes.
push us along. Fingers crossed.
I was going to say, fingers crossed. You're not tempted looking at those rather large tyres out there to just stick a couple of those on the back?
No. We originally chose that and we're sticking with it.
Right.
While Stormforce plough on undeterred, Mulewright Carlos has unearthed a treasure. It's an A-frame from the back of an old pickup, which they can use to support their flail. It's very handy and, of course, very big.
That is so cool. That is going to be... This thing is going to weigh 7,000 pounds. Do you know that?
Just keep smiling, whatever happens.
Okay.
Is it going well?
It's going great. You
great,
know?
Good.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to a toy store and not having anybody watch.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's here. Monstrous.
Absolutely.
It's monstrous.
Did you expect anything less?
I expected a little dainty sort of bicycle wheel with a little thin chain that
we
you have around your neck.
Pink.
Yeah, painted pink. Wait a minute. You feel all right that it's not...
Yeah,
I'm
but
say
yeah,
the word just, too heavy, but yeah. too heavy. Whoa, sorry.
Who is this guy?
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say it.
No. What are you thinking?
Next door, there's not quite a storm brewing, but something of a squall.
There are some sand tyres around the corner of here, and what we could do is a backup. If that doesn't work, we just throw those on. So,
Captain Waggy is worried. Really he wants a backup set of tyres in case their sand wheels don't work.
If this runs, we just leave it. Yeah?
I don't see that is not going to sink.
The others aren't concerned, but Waggy sends Big Richard out to scavenge once again, just in case they need a plan B. The team starts work on a shield to protect them from flying paint.
Well, I'm trying to continue along the same sort of vein and not really have a plan, just make it up as we go along. So what we're doing, this is
well,
going to
protect...
That hasn't
worked very well so far, has it?
Hey, we cut the roof off.
It looks at the moment like Stormforce are actually in the lead in terms of building.
Well, I think they're nearer to finishing, yeah, certainly. Yeah. They're and they're looking very confident.
Very happy. And I do like their rake system, now we can see that. Yeah, I think... Yes. But on the other hand, the mules...
What's worrying me is the enormous weight behind the wheels, yeah. They say if the front end comes up, they've got some big plates, steel plates out in the yard.
Right,
so they'll counterbalance it.
Yeah.
There's nothing else they can do.
Yeah.
Still think still with the mules are the best. But I feel Stormforce are nearer to finishing.
Yes.
I mean, this might be a brilliant design which is never completed.
Yes.
It's no laughing matter. The mules must get moving.
Don't be starting on me, Martin.
Big Richard's returned with a whopping wheel for Waggy to inspect, but the sailor's still harbouring doubts. He reckons that the giant wheels might just snap the feeble beetle axle in two. He wants to try something else.
We've still got to try and look at this backup issue for the drive wheels on the back.
Yeah.
All right? Now, the idea I got with the drive wheels on the back is that plastic drum over there and cutting it in half, and maybe we'll be able to put it over the outside of these tyres.
What are you actually going to push yourself along drive. With? You're going to have
well,
no
that's
drive.
Well, that's the only thing.
It'll spin. I do not... We have got more surface area on those three hubs than what we have on any rubber tyre around here.
That's it.
Yeah. We have got bigger actual drive than any tread on any of the tyres we've got here.
So can anybody think of any other options on there, or are we happy with that it's going to work?
Personally, I'm happy.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, we worked it out about 4 PSI, and that's like somebody just leaning hard on their finger, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm reasonably happy with that.
So with Waggy 1 over, Stormforce stick with the SAM wheels.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour's construction time remaining.
Rock and roll!
At last, the mules are taking things seriously. Stormforce slapped together their paint deflector.
Press too much.
But it's too little, too late for the now not-so-merry mules. It's time to make a compromise.
We'll have to run with what we got, but it will work as it is. All right, so it won't be as perfect as it might have been, but it's something's better
but
than
nothing. But it'll throw something.
It'll throw something.
The mules had planned to mount their chains on 8 hunks of box section, 4 at each end of the flail, but they've only got time to fix 2 on each side. The machine should still work, but there's another problem. They've cut the chains very short. So if there's any undulation on the beach, they'll either miss the mines completely or slam the box section into the sand, and that could seriously damage their flail.
As it all kicks off with the mules, it's plain sailing for Stormforce. They've almost finished.
So are you happy with it, Richard?
I think we should actually start again.
Now you're this close, you may as well start again.
Can I have a go at lifting it?
Yeah. That is not at all hard to do. It's got a lovely motion. Exquisite balance. This is gonna storm it, guys.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's brilliant.
Say when.
When.
Good.
The mules are frantically trying to finish. Good. While Stormforce do some decorating.
You know, putting the bunting out.
Their stickers, they're bunting the flags.
Yeah.
It's like a jubilee over here.
I'm really impressed by the way they've brought it together.
Yeah.
I still don't think it'll work, but I hope they prove me wrong.
Yes. The mule wrights are working very hard, I've noticed.
Yeah, they've really run out of time.
What they've done with the flail is completely different to anything I'd envisioned.
I've been under total misapprehension all day. I thought they were going to have chains this long.
It's like seeing a very delicate necklace on a huge muscle man, isn't it? I mean, there's this huge contraption, but these tiny little chains hanging off the end.
Yeah.
They don't look like they're going to do anything.
Well, I think they could have real problems, because I can imagine those square tubes hitting the sand, couldn't you, as they go around? And that will shake the whole,
With seconds to go, it's on with the A-frame and the last few chains. Stormforce fly the flag. And the mules are galloping home.
Gentlemen, your time is up! Yes! A mean bit of relief there. Down your tools for tomorrow. You have a very large beach to clear of a lot of gunge mines. Well done, teams! Woo!
Boys. Look at the state of that.
Will the Brits trundle to victory in their bonkers beetle plough, or will the homemade metal sand wheels dig them into a hole?
How will those tiny chains perform on the mighty mine masher? And will the mule wrights be charmed or cursed by their menacing mascot, Evil Dude?
Before us lies a beach that needs some serious combing, for beneath its sandy surface lie dozens of landmines primed to splatter our two teams.
As usual, there's 1 hour to tinker and test the machines. Stormforce get their sand wheels in place, add a window to that shield and do a bit more decorating.
The mules are busy bodging a support for the flail. There's a last spot of welding, a little V8 TLC, and time to spin those chains.
That was flying, baby.
That was going
that's
around.
Beat
well,
itself that, to death if we do it at that
yeah,
speed.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. That's the idea.
But what about those SAM wheels?
I would suggest to stand clear. Stand
it's the moment we've been waiting for. Oh no, it's a digger.
Take it very steady on the juice.
The judge was right, and it's all a bit painful. Stormforce are going nowhere.
The words Plan B come to mind, don't they?
Plan Z.
And Plan Z.
There is a Plan B. Remove the SAM wheels and try the original Beetle wheels with the tyres let down. But will they work?
Go, go, go.
Success! Stormforce are finally off. Keep going, keep but their going, triumph is destined to be short-lived.
Keep going.
The lifeboatmen are all at sea.
It's time for the mules to test the mine masher.
Oh, a piece of cake, dude.
No sign of sinking at all, but how about the height of the flail?
Chains are about the right height, it's okay.
Hey, Robert, we thought about Plan A, Plan B,
Plan, B, plan C.
And we have F. We're all the way to Plan A.
And
now that it's in the sand, we know we're going to stick with Plan A.
Stormforce are onto Plan C. They're bolting the sand wheels on top of the beetle wheels and planning to tie cloth round them to get better traction. But where do you find cloth on a beach?
Yeah. I've got a suggestion.
What is it, mate? What? Take a kit off?
Take our kit off. It's not going to be nice, though.
OK, boys, let's take our kit off.
Seen better legs on a pigeon!
By strapping overalls on the wheels, Stormforce hope to get some traction on the sand. It's a desperate measure, but it seems to be working. Well, a bit.
I'll get a bit of turn on the wheels if you can.
The contest will run in two stages. In round one, each team has a separate minefield containing 20 randomly buried mines. They'll have 10 minutes to destroy as many as possible. In round two, each minefield will contain just one gigantic mine. The team that triggered the most in round one will now be given a head start of 5 seconds per mine. Whoever finds their big mine first will be the winner.
Mule rights, are you ready?
Yes!
Start your engines!
The mules have won the toss and elect to go first.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Go!
A slow start and not much sign of the flail working.
There you go, there you go. Yeah, boy, Carlos, spin that sucker.
Straight, straight, Rick, straight now, Rick, straight now, yeah.
It's all just a huge sandstorm.
But it's just dusting the sand.
It's just,
really,
yeah, isn't it?
It's not nearly as much as I thought.
No.
I think I've set it too high.
On some bits of beach, the flail skims the surface, and on others, the box section is whacking into the sand.
You haven't seen any mines go off yet?
No, no, mate. But it'll be very hard to tell.
Well, yeah.
It's going to be very big mines to be able to show. I can't
but it's
see.
Going fantastically, isn't it?
It's impossible to see through the sandstorm. Oh, no, wait, there's one.
One deploy time.
That was a definite hit for the mules. But how many others have they got?
Come faster, Rick. Faster, Rick. Faster, Rick.
Are we hitting any mines, man?
Yeah, we got all over the place.
You are halfway through the challenge. Just want to see some bits of green paint in amongst the sand. I'm not seeing anything, really.
Well, moment. They may just be knocking them over.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Am I done?
Oh, that way. Backwards.
Ray, what do you want me to do?
That way, that way.
What am I doing?
That way.
Am I still falling behind?
Rick, 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 Rick.
See the smoke coming out of their back motor? It's
go
not
again,
smoke, it's steam coming out of the radiator. They're overheating.
Stand back, Cathy.
Pounding the sand with a box section has put a terrible strain on the V8.
Our motor just died.
I've got a feeling they've lost their engine. They have.
The motor's dead.
Kill. And they stop. They suddenly stop.
You know what I think? I think we got sand in the carburetor.
That wouldn't be a huge surprise. The mule rights think that it's possible that they've actually blown up both motors.
To lose one engine is merely embarrassing. To lose two.
It's frankly careless.
With moments left, the mules are desperate to fix the masher.
Let me get a prize.
You have 1 minute remaining. 1 minute remaining.
Go!
Oh, what happened to this one?
I don't know. Come on, baby! I know we treated you bad.
But it's too late.
Teams, your time is up!
I hate to do that to you. Oh!
So the mules got at least one mine. The marshals will check if any others were mashed, but first, Stormforce.
Nice and slow. Big and brash didn't work that time. Nice, slow, deliberate, yeah. And the tortoise will win in the end, OK?
Yeah! Storm Force, are you ready?
Yes!
Me!
Let's go!
The stripping sappers have jettisoned their overalls and gone for beetle wheels on planks.
Definitely the tortoise.
It's probably the slowest minesweeper ever built, but it is moving.
Brilliant. We're 40 seconds in. They're just about to enter the minefield.
Yes!
Look, there's one.
The plough itself works a treat.
What a glorious sight! A mine went off.
4 minutes remaining. 4 minutes remaining.
And that's another hit.
OK, we ain't leaving that angle, Rich. It's got to be straight for the wheels.
OK.
OK. Yeah. Watch the front wheel. Stop.
Back here.
It'll go.
Yeah.
2 minutes to go.
It's all right. Just keep it going.
Oh, keep coming.
Go.
OK, Rich.
Yeah.
I'd be inclined at this stage, we'd have to abandon the planks and have a go, wouldn't you?
Just gun it, man!
Stormforce are going to throw caution to the wind.
Straight off, lots of revs. Go!
Oh, look at it going in!
Hey. Oh, the digger's back.
Oh, dear me.
It's over.
Your time is up!
It's down to the marshals to give a precise ruling on the number of mines destroyed.
Meanwhile, there's time for the mules to talk heroics.
Here's Ray. And you're all shaking, dude. It's so funny.
And for the Englishman, a good old game of cricket.
They've gone for six!
The last mine is examined. It's 2 to Stormforce and 10 to the mules. Although we didn't see the mines explode, those deadly flail chains have ripped them to pieces. Their 8-mine advantage means the mules get a 40-second head start for round 2.
OK, teams, are you ready?
Yes!
On my mark, mule rights will start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Meep!
The mules are off.
Spin it, dude.
It's all very tense.
Okay, that way. Carlos,
start running.
They're stuck.
Spin it, dude. Spin it like you did before. There you go. Spin it.
37,
38,
39, 40.
Stormforce!
Go on, Martin. Let's go.
Dreadful noises coming from Stormforce.
Oh, my God.
I think the clutch is gone.
Meanwhile, the mules flail away.
They're up the beat already.
They're beating, but I've not seen any sign of them.
They haven't found the mine.
We miss it?
But no sign of the mine yet.
They stalled it.
This is going to be slow.
Let's get out and push. Come on.
Stormforce are going to push.
You can do it. They've not got her yet.
Now the mules are going nowhere. There's more engine trouble.
Can we get up there and run up and get it?
Oh, my goodness! I don't believe it!
I don't believe it! Storm force are underway.
Come on, let's go!
No, no, no.
Look at them, look at them, you guys. Look at them.
Go right! Go right!
I can't move, we're there.
Let's go.
Quick, get the bunker!
The mules are on the move again.
There's a bomb there.
Stormforce think they've spotted the mine, but the rules state they can only trigger it from the vehicle.
Get someone else, quick!
The mules thunder on.
Go back!
And Stormforce throw everything into it. The mules are celebrating!
I think they're claiming victory. I didn't see very much happen.
Bugger!
There was no explosion, but the mules have shattered the detonator and that mine is officially destroyed.
It's done it!
There you go, Ray.
Come on, guys.
The mules are through to the semi-finals. Triumph for the mighty Mind Masher and tragedy for poor old Stormforce.
Next tonight, we're looking at the plans to build a bridge between North America and Asia, promising unprecedented economic growth on both continents. It's Extreme Engineering after the break.